This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Have you ever tried to figure out where your money went when you have too much month left at the end of your money? A cup of coffee here, a loaf of bread there, plus $20 in unplanned groceries. That's what the legislature and administration are facing. But the hole ahead is $750 million deep. Some say it's easy. Just cut state contracts. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden says it's not a simple task.
We have 15,000 contracts right now. If you spent just 1 minute reviewing every contract, it would take you 251 hours, and you could do that in 10 and a half days if you didn't eat or sleep or do anything else.
The administration is reviewing those contracts and entering the particulars in a spreadsheet to share with the legislature and the public.
That identifies the department and the type of contract, the amount, what's self-generated, what's stat debt, what's state general fund, what's federal, as well as kind of categorizing possible savings that could be realized if we cancel the contract, if we reduce the contract, and what costs may be realized if we didn't do it on a contract basis but tried to do it internally.
Others say cut back on tax credits. Also not so simple. But today, the Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee begins that task.
We will review all the credits, exemptions, and rebates in the state.
Committee Chair J.P. Morrell explains how it's going to work.
We're going to call groups in groups of 10 to 20, make them present their data, and defend their exemptions.
Sales tax exemptions for antique airplanes, gold coins, and Mardi Gras beads are among today's topics. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.